Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hostile to the banks, but they did, from what I could tell, they were making it a point to refer to these people as depositors.
Yep.
In other words, you know, people who had literally put money into their account.
They opposed to terrorists.
Yeah, they were being fair to the customers, not necessarily hostile to the banks.
Yeah, so what's that all about? What is Reuters? What is Reuters slant? What is the Thompson Corporation that owns Reuters? What are they up to?
Yeah, because they're heavily funded by banks, without a doubt.
I mean, Reuters was on the side of Pfizer. They've got a Pfizer executive as one of their board members, if I recall correctly. So, yeah, I mean, Reuters is no good. There's no doubt about that. And to the extent that these people were using the threat of violence, I don't agree with their actions.
Absolutely not.
Which is why I liked the sit-in approach better. Like, you know, okay, we're not going to threaten you with a grenade. We're just going to sit here peacefully until you give us the money or until the police come and take us away. And so, but what I wanted to focus on here was, like, why is this happening? Okay, what would lead these people? The article that you read from Reuters mentioned informal controls, I think was the terminology, had been put into place on these, you know, all of the bank accounts, that the banks themselves had done this. It didn't blame the government policy. It may have come from a government policy, but it did, at the very least, this news story didn't blame that. So, like, where did this come from? What happened? Turns out, surprise.
Before we get into that, I want to point out that these things do happen in the United States. They just don't affect the average person. Like, your debit card, it does have a daily spending limit on it.
Yep, that's true.
Most people never hit that limit, so they never know what's there. But at one point, I was trying to buy a guitar or something like mm-hmm. that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I had also made a large purchase at my mechanic that day for $1,200 or something like that. And Wells Fargo at the time was like, no, you can't make this purchase. I'm like, what the hell do you mean I can't make this purchase?
It's not in your account. The amount was in the account, right?
I'm not overdrawing. And this is my money. What the hell do you mean I can't? And I looked further into it. I was like, no, this is your maximum amount. This is the maximum amount that you can withdraw from an ATM. And if you go to a teller and you're like, hey, look, I've got, you know, $2,000 in my account. I want to withdraw it. They'll let you do it. But they're going to give you the third degree about it, and they're going to make you feel like a criminal.
Mm-hmm. They'll ask you questions.
Yeah, even if all you want to do is go, you know, pay off your car note or whatever.
I was concerned with that exact premise yesterday. I went and withdrew a sizable chunk of money, and my teller didn't blink.
Really?
What you doing?
Buying a new house?
She didn't, like I said, not a twinge, not a blink, and she handed it right over to me.
You mentioned that. They're just like cops in that way. Mm-hmm. They act like they're trying to be friendly. You know, they want to disarm you. Oh, are you buying a house or whatever? No, they're investigating.
They are, and they're going to write it down.
They're
going to write down your answer into a file and send it to the federal government.
Yeah, I said sizable, but I didn't get to that magic number, sizable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was under that. So maybe that was the...
They will definitely ask you over $10,000 cash.
That's the magic number I was referring to.
But that doesn't mean they won't ask you
less.
But
that's for deposits. I don't know about withdrawals.
They will ask you about that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, anytime you're making a withdrawal of, in my experience, more than $1,000, they're going to ask more questions than they should. So what the hell do you care? Just give me my money.
So what happened in Lebanon? Why are these people holding up their own banks in order to get access to what is their own money in the accounts that they created with the banks? According to Al Jazeera, who is known for doing good reporting, AlJazeera.com.
Aren't they state-owned as well?
I believe Qatar owns Al Jazeera, if I recall correctly. But last month, Lebanese banks imposed these limits, and apparently the limits went into place over the last couple of years, and they are specifically limits on the number of dollars a depositor can withdraw.
And USD?
Uh-huh.
Dollars?
Correct. So these are people who have accounts in denominated in dollars for whatever reason. Maybe they're getting paid internationally by some company or whatever. For some reason, they're putting dollars.
Well, it would make sense for banks that aren't American to support American currency. I mean, it's the reserve currency of the world. So it sort of makes sense. I wouldn't expect, you know, American banks to support the Chinese yuan or whatever. But right. I would expect, you know, some Lebanese banks to also support the U.S. dollar.
Correct. So here's the rub. In order to withdraw more than the limit, and it doesn't say what the limit is here, so it'd be interesting to find that out. But in order to withdraw any more than the limit, the depositor must do so in the local currency.
It's
useless, right?
That's what it gets you.
And getting more useless over time, because according to a website called macrotrends.net, I'm looking at the Lebanon inflation rate for the last several years, and in 2019, something went wrong. And indeed, the Al Jazeera article says the economy's been struggling since a late 2019 economic meltdown, described by the World Bank as one of the worst the world has witnessed since the 1850s.
It's when the government was going to impose a bunch of taxes on everything. Gasoline, tobacco.
In Lebanon?
Oh, yeah.
According to this story, their inflation rate went from 3% in 2018. It was 6% in 2017. So 6 to 3 to 84.86% in 2019 to then 154%. It was 84.86 in 2020. 154.76% in 2021. And so, yeah, the inflation rate has been shooting up dramatically in just the last 2 years there. So that's the reason why these people don't want to withdraw their dollars, as the local Lebanese, I believe it is called the pound or the lira, the Lebanese pound or lira. So they don't want to be handed the pound.
Unless they can immediately turn it into the USD, or spend it, or buy Bitcoin. That would be even better, I would suggest.
So
that's not financial advice.
The rate, and further, to add insult to injury, the rate at which the banks will exchange dollars for pounds is below market value, meaning that the depositors will actually lose money instantaneously, let alone the further inflation that they would then face from then holding the Lebanese lira, or the pounds, rather. They're losing money at the time of the transaction if they have to withdraw it in local currency. So they don't want to take out the Lebanese pound. They want their dollars, which is what they put in the first place.
But they learned that little trick from Venezuela.
Yes, but that's what the banks are saying they can't do, is you can't get more than X number of dollars out in whatever time period it is. I don't know if it's per day.
And it's because the dollars are actually valuable, or relatively valuable.
Compared to the Lebanon lira, correct. Yeah, the dollar right now is experiencing, you know, 10 to 20% inflation on a year compared to 154% in, you know, the Lebanon pound. So that is what is going on here. That is why people do not want to get the Lebanese pound, and that's why the restrictions are in place, because presumably these dollars are much more valuable to the banks to hold on to than the Lebanese pound, and so that's why people are holding at the banks. So now it all makes sense. It's inflation. That's what started this.
Yeah.
But it must feel bad for the people of Lebanon and the Lebanese banks, the Lebanese government, to be like, hey, look, you can have our worthless currency, but that good money that came from the United States, you can't have that.
Mm-mm.
Tragic. I hate it for the people of Lebanon, but again, it just goes to show how much you cannot trust banks with your livelihoods. And that's ultimately what we're doing here. All of our paychecks, as you mentioned, they're direct deposit now. Most of the times you don't even get a paper check, and even if you do, you have to go to a bank to cash it.
Yep.
And they want you to open up an account with them, because they don't just want to cash it and let you. They want to make you put your money into their institution where they can't be trusted.
The IMF said Lebanon's gross domestic product has contracted by more than 40% since 2018. Inflation remains in the triple digits. Foreign reserves are dwindling, and the parallel exchange rate hit new lows this week, reaching more than 38,000 Lebanese pounds to the dollar. The number here, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. And since we're talking money, we'll get into a little bit of crypto news with Kim Kardashian.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. People are storming banks in Lebanon and literally using the threat of violence to get access to their funds. Unfortunately, then, of course, the police come in and they arrest them, so it doesn't last for very long in many cases. But with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We'll get into what happened with Kim Kardashian here in a moment. She is in some hot water, or looks like she's getting out of it by paying $1 million to the federal government. We'll tell you more about what exactly
happened there. That's not a whole lot of money for her. The government doesn't earn that money. They don't deserve it.
Yeah, that's true. Regardless of what you feel.
Neither does she, probably.
Regardless of what you feel about this lady, she doesn't deserve that happening to her.
True.
But first, I wanted to share a little bit more about this Lebanon situation because I found myself curious. We're hearing about these capital controls, informal capital controls that they're putting on bank accounts and have been for the last few years in Lebanon after the economy has been taking a dive. The federal government there has been printing out money, and inflation, of course, is what happens. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, and prices tend to go up, and the economy tends to get much worse. And so people are getting desperate. They want to go into the bank. They want to withdraw their savings so they can actually use it for something, maybe put it somewhere that they consider to be safe. And the bank says, oh, no. No, you can't do that. We set some rules, see. Even though you put the money into the account, we get to say when and how you are able to remove it. According to an article from Le Orient Today, this was published just last month. There's a lot. When you look up Lebanon and bank and deposit restrictions, there's a lot of stories over the last few years because they've been changing the rules
right
all along, and the limits and the numbers and all that stuff. So I'm trying to find something that's more recent. This is from the beginning of September, so just about a month ago. According to information through multiple sources, several banks in Lebanon are preparing to decrease the withdrawal limits allowed under Banque du Liban's Circular 161, which is currently in force until the end of September. Issued in December, the circular officially allows banks to sell unlimited cash dollars to their customers by converting them from their accounts into lira at the BDL Sirafa platform exchange rate. So this tracks with what we're reading in Al Jazeera, which is that if you have dollars in a bank account in Lebanon, sure, you can withdraw the entire balance, but you have to accept it in the crappy, inflated local currency, which is not what you had in your account. However, banking sources say that in reality they have imposed withdrawal limits. According to the first banking source interviewed, they have currently set a withdrawal limit of $500 per account per month. Many banks have already adopted lower limits, which is not prohibited by the circular's text. So it sounds like there's some sort of big bank, central bank, I presume, that has issued this circular, and the circular is what says what they can and can't do. And apparently they can set a very, very low limit. The Sirafa rate has so far been lower than the parallel market exchange rate, but still reacts to changes in the national currency's value on the parallel market. The Sirafa rate, so this is the rate at which you will be given if you have dollars in a bank account in Lebanon and you want to withdraw them as lira.
And this is below the market rate.
And they actually give you both of them here. So
okay,
the official rate that you will get your lira out at is $27,600 per dollar. And this was as of the last update on Friday evening when this came out. So, again, this was a month ago. It's probably shifted somewhat since then.
That is worthless as far as currencies go. I mean, if you want to withdraw $100,000, what is that, 27,000 times 100? Good Lord. Here's your 2.5 million lira.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a lot of foreign currencies are very large numbers compared to the dollar. That's just the way that they are. But anyway, what you want to compare is what they're actually getting in the market. So the bank rate is $27,600 per dollar. In the market, you can get $34,000 per dollar. So a significant chunk higher.
More than 33%.
Is that more than 33%? Yeah, I guess it's a lot. It's definitely a good chunk. So, you know, you'll get an extra 7,400 roughly lira if you can get your dollars out and exchange them for lira somewhere in the marketplace.
Yeah, but why would you want to do that? Wait a few days and you'll get even more lira for
it. You might need them for something. I don't know. Yeah. There's probably some people that only take lira, although
true,
it's stupid. I don't know why they would. So anyway, that I thought was interesting because it does give you some idea. So a $500 per month limit. Circular 161 is designed to mitigate the effect of restrictions on withdrawals and transfers from foreign currency accounts, which they say were imposed illegally by Lebanese banks since mid-2019. But did they arrest the bankers?
I'm assuming not.
No, of course not. So it doesn't matter if it's illegal or not. The source said the decision to lower the limits was not taken jointly by the banks, as each one is free to choose its own limit. In the past, this type of configuration has, however, led to widespread adoption of the strictest measures. As evidence of the disparity in enforcement, according to the sources interviewed, some banks apply different limits at ATMs and the counter. Others apply restrictions per depositor and not per account, while others have decided to lower all withdrawals to $200. And I presume they mean per month in that case, because, again, they said some banks were lower than $500 per month, so... I presume that's $200 per month. Now you can see why people are pissed. You got $44,000. Some of these people had $44,000 or more in these bank accounts. You know, your dad needs an operation at the hospital, and they want to get paid in dollars or whatever, and you can't get it. It's just not available to you. So desperate times call for desperate measures. Again, I don't support using violence to achieve your goals, but I can't say I blame any of these people for that level of frustration. They think it's their money.
Well, and they're right. They're victims here, and there are better ways of dealing with victimization, I think. Violence is a last resort. Maybe that sometime is necessary, but it doesn't appear to be necessary at this point in what is happening there.
Now, here's a question for you, and I don't expect you guys to know the answer to this, but if there's anybody that's ever been to Lebanon, do they have jury trials in Lebanon, or is it just like you get a Lebanese judge and that's the end of the story? Because if there are jury trials...
Well, it could still be a kangaroo court, even with a jury trial.
It could. I mean, that's what happened with Ross Ulbricht here in the U.S.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if jury nullification is a thing in Lebanon, but the whole idea of doing a sit-in... You get people arrested, they go to trial, and then the jury refuses to convict. That's probably the best way out of this, because then you're not dealing with violence. You're just dealing with a sit-in with a mass number of people. You clog the courts up. Everybody takes it to trial. But again, I don't know what sort of rights you have to any kind of trial in Lebanon. I don't know if those things exist there.
I don't either.
The Bank de Lebanon is the central bank of Lebanon. So I was correct that the issue that... paperwork that was issued that authorizes the banks to do these things, it is coming from on high.
What I want to know is, why is this Lebanese guy has access to hand grenades and I can't get one?
Oh, you just have to know who to talk to, Conan.
And he's not wrong.
Well, there's a will, there's a way.
But I think that's easier to find.
Yeah, I know that, but I just want to go down to the store and buy some.
You're going to need to secede before that happens.
I didn't even realize that. They're illegal since 1968.
In the United States?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's stupid.
Well, not illegal for the government.
And missile launchers.
That's no fun.
Flamethrowers are legal, though.
The number is 603-283-6160. When New Hampshire secedes, they will immediately be legal again.
We'll be making them here.
There you go. More coming up. It's free talk.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The power is still out for hundreds of thousands of Floridians nearly a week after Hurricane Ian hammered the Sunshine State. The state's emergency management director saying the aim is to restore power by Sunday to everyone whose power grid isn't damaged. This as Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says folks from around the country are helping out.
We've got people from all over this country that have come in to help people all throughout Florida, but particularly in Southwest Florida. One of the charity organizations there is a group out of Kansas City called Operation Barbecue. And if you want barbecue, being out of Kansas City is not a bad place to be from. And so they're serving hot meals for people.
Remembrances coming in around the world for country music legend Loretta Lynn, who passed away at the age of 90 today. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In March of 2021, the FBI raided our studio, arrested six people, including Aria and myself. I will be going to trial on that, and there's a big story to tell. In fact, there's an independent film crew that would love to produce a documentary about this. BalladOfTheCrypto6.com is their website. They've launched an Indiegogo, and if you would like to become a backer, they're offering perks that include everything from T-shirts to hats to potentially hosting Free Talk Live and having lunch or dinner with your favorite host. You can go to BalladOfTheCrypto6 with the numeral 6.com to get behind the Crypto 6 documentary called Ballad of the Crypto 6. There's a 9-minute long trailer there that you can watch. It'll give you a taste of the quality, I think, that this production is going to have. And I like what they've done so far. But it's
I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, we're not. I'm not in control of what these guys are doing, so it is their thing, and I hope this thing can happen. But it's up to you guys. Go to BalladOfTheCrypto6.com. So we're going to continue here. We've got the story about Kim Kardashian. Aria, do you have that, or should I pull it up over here? I've got one from...
I don't think I have the one about Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
I have a different one.
I got one here from RT about Kim Kardashian. She's, of course, a huge, basically, a superstar or influencer, essentially. She's
oh, yeah. Most huge. People in this country, they couldn't tell you when this country was founded.
They know who Kim Kardashian
but
is.
But they know who the Kardashians are. Yeah. I... Do not.
Yeah,
I don't know any of them. I know there's a big family. There's a bunch of them, but...
I know about the Kardashians, I learned from South Park.
We're going to go to your phone calls first, though. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
Yeah, so, at the bus stop, there was a sign put on by the NMDOT, which stands for Department of Transportation of New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
NMDOT. And it was a picture of a car, and it says, look for me. So they run these commercials on the radios, look for me. You know, cars look for pedestrians. Pedestrians look for cars. So they put these on the
buses. Is this because people in New Mexico never learn how to look both ways before they cross the street? Is this an admission that you guys don't even know the basics of how to get across the street? And that there now needs to be a government advertising campaign to let people know?
Well, that's why I'm calling in. It's actually quite comical because I've been listening to these commercials. So they want the cars to look for pedestrians too, not just the pedestrians run out of cars way.
So, well, it's a lot easier for a pedestrian to stop on the dime than it is for a car to stop.
That's a fact.
And I don't know about you, but I've run into a car, you know, when I was 5 or 6 years old or whatever, and the car was fine.
Was it moving at the time? Or
no.
No.
But, I mean, you know, just playing football or whatever in some parking lot, I ran into a vehicle. The car was just fine. That's not going to be true if the car runs into you.
That's a fact. But, yeah, I mean, Sarah, you're right. Everybody should be on the lookout. Drivers should be aware of their surroundings, and so should people walking or on bicycles or whatever. But this seems very basic. Why does there need to be an ad campaign about this? Is it just because New Mexicans are that clueless?
Well, the thing is that our stats that we kill about, we're number one per capita, so which means that we've been killing about 93 to 97 people.
Stop killing people, Sarah. Why are you doing this?
Well, I mean, it's like the New Mexico, that's how much people die for the last 7-8 years.
Okay, so you're not killing anyone.
No, I mean, but the New Mexico, but I managed to survive, like I said. As I won a certificate, I never got hit by a car once in 22 years, and that's a miracle.
Oh, wait, you want a participation award for not getting hit?
Wait a minute.
Is she talking about yours, Conan?
Yeah. She's talking about your certificate?
Did you send this to her?
No, we don't have her address, so I can't send it to her. And I'm not going to ask her address on national radio.
Sarah, do you want to give us your address off the air? We can send you your certificate.
Have you seen the... you don't watch this on the
show. She has
no internet.
That
we have a certificate here. 22 years as a pedestrian. This diploma is presented to Sarah from New Mexico. I mean, we can send this to you if you'd like.
Put that up.
Would you put it on your wall?
Because I was fast on my feet. This lady was turning her right hand, her head towards the left, looking at the cars. She was about to hit me. I should have tapped her car. I mean, her neck was turned the opposite way. I walked and ran out of the way. That's the only reason.
You're a hero, Sarah.
My car.
So should we get your address? Are you going to give us your address off the air so we can send you the certificate? Because we will.
No, it's okay. I'm just joking with you. But, you know, about
well, we're not joking. We really do have a certificate. It's been hanging up here in the studio for like a month.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's got decorations on it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you could put that out of the way. But you know what? This enemy
she doesn't really
is
care.
Very comical.
She probably doesn't have an address.
She's at the trailer park.
She probably lives on a bench at the bus stop.
You know, a lot of people do. They set up camp, and I would like to. I wish somebody was just about to beat their ass in.
Who's he beating? Their ass? The 70-year-old man's going to go.
Well, okay. panhandlers and loiterers that smoke and drink and panhandle harassment.
You have to call about them another night. Call us again about Richard beating somebody's ass at the bus stop.
Violence is never the answer, Sarah. Tell Richard that.
Well, I agree with you on that point, Aria, but if you're going to do it, let's get video and get it online so Worldstar can get that thing out there. Thank you for the call.
You know another thing that doesn't work? Sign overload.
Too many signs.
Too many damn signs.
Signs everywhere.
You just can't, unless you're walking, if you're driving down the road, go more than 20 miles an hour, there's no way in hell you can see all these signs. It's the same thing with all the warning labels they put on your whatever you just bought.
Well, it should never be a thing.
Don't swallow this part. Don't put this part in the water.
I mean, it should never be a thing that there's a sign on the street saying, hey, watch out for vehicles.
Absolutely. Never, ever should that sign exist. Because that should be part of your daily trek.
That's what you learn when you're 3 years old. Yep. I mean, that's what I learned when I was 3 years old. My parents taught me, you don't cross the street without checking once, twice, maybe even three times before you go run out in the street to get the ball that ran out there or whatever.
I don't know what's going on in New Mexico, but I grew up in the woods.
The water, I guess. I don't know.
And,
it's a desert heat,
the way that I grew up was the heavier vehicle versus has the right of way. I don't care what your law says.
Yeah, sure.
The 2-ton truck has the right of way.
Absolutely.
You as the pedestrian, that truck might stop for you, but it is your duty as a pedestrian to look three times if you have to.
Indeed. Let's go to David in New Mexico.
But New Mexico, David, what's going on with these pedestrian deaths?
Yeah, are these people stupid down there?
It's almost all of them are homeless people that get hit.
That's tragic.
But is it that people just, they are so ignorant, they don't know to actually look for cars before they just walk out into the streets?
No, I would say the largest group would be homeless people that are intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
And often have dark colors on at night, and they're in a spot where it's not expected, right in the vehicle's right of way, and they get hit. And then the next most common one is drunk drivers in New Mexico, and somebody is walking, some lady maybe walking her dog in the dark after work, and she's walking along on the side of the road where it should be safe, except for the person comes, every fifth person or every tenth person, whatever, is drunk, and they drive right into them and kill them.
Got it.
And that makes perfect sense. Thank you, David.
That does make good sense. But I mean, New Mexico is not the only city-state that has drinking problems.
Right? Sure. So the signs aren't going to do jack diddly then, basically.
There are plenty of drinkers here in New Hampshire. I don't hear about these.
They do have a larger homeless problem there, though. Well, I mean, here in Keene, people do walk out in front of vehicles all the time, and they just somehow, vehicle drivers are trained to stop for that idiot who just launches himself out into the street.
Yeah, because in our stupid state, it's the pedestrian has a right of way, period. It doesn't matter if they're jaywalking.
I think it does. I think the pedestrian has to cross at the actual specified crossing.
I feel real bad for some of these college kids buried in their iPhones, just barreling across the road and then going back to their Massachusetts or their home where they don't have the same laws in effect.
David,
they didn't get plastered immediately.
Stand by. I know you called for another reason, so stand by. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin, and agile joints, not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain, enough time for you. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And you can join us online, of course. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Follow our chat server. Get involved in the chat server. It is free. One year, myriad of free services that we give you on freetalklive.com. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com and get step-by-step instructions on how to get into our server. Once again, that's chat.freetalklive.com. It's a matrix chat server. That means it is federated. It is connected to I don't know how many other matrix chats out there all around the world, and it's free to use. It's free open source software, and it works pretty darn well. So head on over to chat.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones here, to your calls and thoughts, David in New Mexico, you'd called for another reason. We ended up asking you questions about drivers there in New Mexico. So what was on your mind tonight? Oh, David in New Mexico? Well, he was there.
Uh-oh.
David going once.
Maybe got hit
I heard something.
Maybe got hit by a car.
Sounded like his phone was down and he tried to pick it up. I don't know what's going on.
Call back, David.
Thanks for the call. All right, so Kim Kardashian, who I don't know a whole lot about. I know she's wealthy. Yeah. I know there was a TV show about the Kardashians. She's got a bunch of siblings, and I don't know if it's her dad is the Caitlyn Jenner. He's somehow related to these people. The guy that changed from the sports star from the 70s into a woman.
Is he the biological father? And then he marry into the family? And
he might be her dad. I'm not sure what their relationship is. He's involved in this family somehow. Anyway, Ms. Kardashian, last year, we covered a story here on Free Talk Live where Kim Kardashian was making all kinds of waves in the cryptocurrency world because she endorsed a token called Ethereum Max.
Wait, I think I remember this.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember Kim Kardashian doing anything like this since that time, so it was fairly, you know, noteworthy because she's not really known as, like, a crypto advocate.
No, she got paid to shill something.
That's what happened, yeah. Ethereum Max paid her. We don't know how much.
I don't even know what Ethereum Max is. I assume it's probably just an ERC-20 token.
That's exactly what it is. It's just a token on the Ethereum blockchain.
So it's garbage.
Exactly. Yeah, somebody made a token. They called it Ethereum Max in order to confuse people, in order to make them think that it was somehow, you know, Ethereum but better,
right,
when it's just a stupid token that anybody can generate by going into a web form and creating your own token. You can make any token that you want on Ethereum as long as you're willing to pay the small fee that it takes to generate it.
And if you have $50,000 or whatever, you can get, well, not John McAfee anymore, but you can get someone like Kim Kardashian to tweet about it, and then you can, you know, sell those tokens to people and
right,
make a lot of money.
And that's what happened. The price of the token went up after Ms. Kardashian made her post about how there was something like, I don't know that much about cryptocurrencies, but my friends say this one's really great, or something. It was something that, yeah, that vapid about this. And apparently, according to the story here at RT.com, we do actually get to find out what she got paid, because it was part of the penalty that the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, hit her with. A $1.26 million penalty was a $1 million penalty plus $260,000, which was the representation for her payment. So she,
why isn't she allowed to promote this?
Because she didn't disclose that she was paid to promote.
Oh, I hate these people.
Yeah.
Securities and Exchange Commission can go to hell.
This is the same group of thugs that is going after Jeremy Kaufman and Library, LBRY.com. They're going after Ripple. They're going after all kinds of organizations. They claimed the other couple weeks ago in a court filing that they have dominion over the entirety of Ethereum, they believe. It is their position that they can regulate all of Ethereum transactions. And they said the reason for that is because 40-something percent of Ethereum nodes are located within the United States. And so they claim that, therefore, every transaction is U.S.-based.
Only 40% of them, though.
It's the plurality of Ethereum nodes. There's no other country that has more of them, so that's
okay,
their legal argument. Whether it will hold up in the long run in court is another question. But
that's an insane government overreach.
That's what these people are doing. This is part of the entire crackdown on the industry, the cryptocurrency industry. It's part of the attack on the Crypto 6, is the criminal side of things from the FBI.
Is the SEC getting a cut of that $260,000?
It's $1.26 million. They're getting all of it.
No, but the original $260,000 that she did not disclose to them.
No,
they're getting that plus $1 million.
The SEC didn't get the original. They didn't get anything out of the original amount.
I mean, what would have happened if she disclosed the original amount? Here, I'm making this money.
She didn't have to disclose how much she was paid, just like we don't have to say how much Bitcoin.com pays us.
I mean, this would all come out in the IRS if she didn't disclose that number.
No,
then
you're required when you promote something to disclose whether or not you were paid to promote it. So, like, I can't just say, hey guys, you know, my friends love Bitcoin.com and they recommended it. I have to, you know, that creates an expectation with the listener that I'm not being paid to promote it, that I'm just operating on good faith advice from friends.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, maybe that's true when it comes to the SEC and quote-unquote securities, which, of course, the SEC is basically claiming that anything that's not Bitcoin is a security these days.
That's true. It's the FTC that would regulate what I'm talking about.
Federal Trade Commission?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it always has to be clear that something is a promotion. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Please, you know, check with your attorney about this. But, like, when we talk about a product on the air, we're pretty clear that they're a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. But I've never learned in my years in radio, no one ever sat me down and said, well, you have to say X, Y, and Z, with the exception of political ads. Political ads are the only things in radio that are very, very highly regulated.
Intercoin did that as well.
Did,
if you remember, when we advertised Intercoin, there was that little line we had at the bottom that
SEC regulated.
Right. So maybe it is some SEC thing.
I think it is. So according to the story here at RT, the agency fined Kardashian for quote-unquote unlawfully touting the token in a post she made on Instagram with over 331 million followers.
Good Lord!
One of the 10 most popular users on the Instagram platform.
What a parasite.
The star was paid $250,000 by Ethereum Max for the post, which included a link to their website with instructions on how to purchase EMAX. On top of the penalty for $1 million, she also had to pay the $260,000, which included what the SEC considered what she might have made in interest on the money between then and now. She's also banned from promoting any cryptocurrencies for 3 years and must cooperate with what the SEC describes as an ongoing investigation. So she's going to flip. She's going to talk about whoever the Ethereum Max people are. She's going to testify against the Ethereum Max people, is what it sounds like.
This isn't the first celebrity either. Floyd Mayweather got it back in, 2017, 2018?
He also promoted Ethereum Max.
Also, DJ Khaled.
I don't know who most of these people are. I know who Floyd Mayweather is.
It's like an old boxer, right?
Right.
The SEC.
They got them both for anti-touting.
SEC chairman and the head goon over there, Gary Gensler, said this case is a reminder that when celebrities or influencers endorse investment opportunities, including crypto asset securities, it doesn't mean those investment products are right for all investors, he said in the agency statement.
Come on, man. Buyer beware. Good God.
Which was accompanied by a flashy YouTube clip warning that, quote, celebrity endorsements don't mean that a product is right for you or even, frankly, that it's legitimate.
Okay, and most of these celebrities, what about all these celebrities that were coming out with the NFTs? Are they going to get nailed too?
I suspect they will.
Perhaps, if they didn't reveal whatever they had to reveal legally by the SEC. Because the SEC certainly would claim to be the
well, there's a whole. If they're looking for some payouts,
they're going to make
there's
it.
There's a bunch of celebrities who were all about it earlier this year.
She paid. She didn't fight this.
Yeah, she wanted to get it over with. This is the problem. This is you plea out.
Yeah.
What is it? How many people plea out? Like 99%, 97%.
She didn't even know what she was promoting. I mean, this is just some dumb rich girl. Yeah. Who got paid $250,000 to promote a thing. She had no idea what she was promoting. She probably got the text directly from Ethereum Max.
Yeah, well, her lawyers are handling all that. Her money owners are handling all this stuff.
And she just posted it to Instagram because she was paid to.
Right. She said, "Oh wow, all I got to do is make an Instagram post and I make $260,000." Sure.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens to my followers.
330 million people follow this idiot.
She agreed to pay the fine and submit to the penalty without admitting or denying the SEC's findings, with a net worth of $1.8 billion, according to Forbes. The entrepreneur, sometime entrepreneur, as they describe her, presumably didn't need the promotional fee.
If you have like six businesses under you, how are you a sometimes entrepreneur? If your businesses are running 24/7... That's insulting.
She just slaps her name on them. I'm confident she's too dumb to run any of these businesses.
I don't know. She's probably pretty savvy.
Apparently, she's now expanding her prodigious brand into the financial sector, launching a private equity firm called Sky Partners.
You know what's next? She's gonna launch her own crypto. Kardashian.
That's what she should have done in the first
Cardo.
Place. Yeah,
Cardi.
Out of time tonight. You can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime.
By the way, that's Cardi with an E. Cardi.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.